This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Speaking of safe and risky, Bitcoin down 200 since we started this episode.
No way.
I mean, we are plummeting. And as two people told me, beware the chipmunk who calls himself
Shmuel. Hark, this is Shmuel. I'm gonna sell all my Bitcoin. All of it going ding, dong, ding.
Hark how the schmoes, all of the schmoes, they seem to say, come to LA, Jake and Amir, always near, all is okay on a Monday.
Is a mirror, this is my ear, time for a change, flex at my range, fuck all the fans, screw all the stands, my name is Shmuel, welcome to don't call me that,
my name is Shmuel.
On, baby, one thing I've learned, clean if you will. Jake is a traitor, happy Hanukkah Jew. Look, I'm sorry to kill you, maybe I just got burned, but spurned too many times by this surfer dude. Only witness to too many crimes, too many blunders. Map over map works like even prime numbers, but your number's up. Kinda put you to sleep, this wealth holds for thee. Hear me chime as you weep, hear me chime as
you weep. He said, will you defeat the chipmunk and all his crypto empire? And bankrupt Bankman-Fried.
10 years, when will it start? Who will go first? Jake
got whipped down all
day. I get laid off Schmuel's bells, I'm cursed. Fuck, nearly 40, but it's cool now. I get it, I have a part to play till I die from my
dieting.
But not yet, not today. I'm no diabetic, I play cause I sweat it. I make the slam dunk, take the monk out of chipmunk. I'm no small fry, that's right, I'm not ascetic. And I swivel like a 5'10 square of the next gen nuts. I'm not talking about the balls of my jeans that make Jakes look like Skittles. I'm talking about trees. What I store in every seed that I gather, whatever the weather. I'm conscientious, freeze to catch you a few for the winter. Never poor, never late, always punctual. Keep every almanac date like it's my niece's nuptial. But if you want a parade, Shmuel, take a shot. Seize the cheese like a metapod. I harden, that's right. I'm no feta, fella, I'm Jedi. I endurate when I'm old. But you better like waiting, cause baby, it's cold outside. And this Shmuel's hibernating. Heart to the Shmuel. Shout out, Avital. Jake, you know I love you, really.
I'm crying.
I didn't know that would happen like that. I thought it was just
you didn't realize it was
song.
An opus?
I didn't realize. I realized it was an opus. I didn't realize it was a magnum.
Yeah.
It was
it wasn't just a standard opus. That was actually a magnum opus.
It was a musical condensed into 3 beautiful, harrowing minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It made me realize that we should write a play or something where, like, my character is sort of going through some shit, and it's like, you know, I'm on stage mm-hmm. and tossing and turning, and crazy images are playing above me, and then that song is going on in the background or something.
Yeah, definitely. There is some kind of like Greek tragedy to our act, I would think. You're Shmuel the chipmunk, destined to always get an award made of shit.
Yeah.
There's something there. There is some the triumph and the despair.
It's Matthew Pope. It's his take on Carol of the Bells, but also references The Black Parade as well as the movie Interstellar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's who we need to like theater direct our play, I think.
That's right. Massive shout out to your listeners, Becca and Gilgan. I don't know them, but out of the blue, they donated $100 Canadian to my charity fundraiser. I'm swimming 50 times for 50 homeless people to have a Christmas this winter. So wow. Kind of them and unexpected. I hope it's
I
not
believe that's Becca Gilgan.
Oh, look at that. So it's one person, Becca Gilgan.
I think, but I'm pretty sure I know Becca.
I hope it's not too cheeky to ask you guys to plug my fundraiser. Would be awesome if just one person listening decided to check it out. Putting my progress on my YouTube channel, Matthew Pope, where there's also a link to my Just Giving page. Link to that too, which is justgiving.com/page/Matthew Pope.
Nice.
You can search that. Hope this can feature before Christmas, but I know it's probably too late. I believe this is coming out Monday, December 26th.
Right. So it's going to be too... No one will be able to go to the page... Unless you can donate after the fact.
We'll have to give something right now as a token of our apology / esteem.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
Monday, December 26th, Boxing Day, and my mom's birthday, and Pat Castle's birthday, who is also doing some sort of polar bear plunge I see on social media.
Yes, I'm actually doing that with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's funny. He's like sort of actively promoting it, trying to raise awareness and funds for this thing. And you're, yeah. What are you doing exactly? You're also doing the plunge part, or are you doing the?
I just think it'll be fun to go swimming in the winter. That's unique to me. I'm actually doing two polar plunges this Christmas.
So what does that mean? Where are you going and why?
I'm going to the one. There's one the day after Christmas in New Haven, and then there's one on New Year's Day in Coney Island. That's the one Pat's doing.
Where do they dive in and then you swim, or you just dive, jump in, jump out?
I think you like run in and run out. I don't think you like, you know, lounge in the ocean. I think it's like run, dunk, maybe splash around a little bit, come out.
My problem with the polar plunge, which
is it's cold?
Yeah, too cold. Come as no surprise, too cold. And yeah. I can't heat up. Like there's no. Once I'm cold to my bones like that,
yeah,
it's like, oh, let's get out and get a towel. No, it's 38 degrees out, and now I'm shivering, pale, teeth chattering until when? An hour and a half later until I can get into a shower or something?
Your adrenaline is going. Like, I think also it's so cold that coming out will feel, you'll feel a little bit warmer. It'll feel like relief.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I'm curious to try. Full on ocean swimming in December. I went swimming in Maine in November, this past November.
Wow. So that was that?
It was pretty cold, but it was a nice day. It was like 60 and sunny.
Yeah.
So
what if it's snowing on the day in like Christmas Day or whenever, 1st of January, you wake up and
I did look at
sleet.
I looked at the weather. Sleeting? It's not good. It's not going to be sleeting, but Sunday morning is going to be 15 degrees.
15 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So that's negative 12
or something
Celsius.
Honestly, if they could do it Friday, it's supposed to be 57.
57 to 15?
Yeah.
That nor'easter cold
front. That's our brave new world. Yeah.
Would you still do it if it's 15? Too. Like
if
it's 15, you're outside in a jacket. It's still not warm enough. You're gonna take.
I'm gonna
clothes
do it
off
no matter what.
In.
Yeah.
Come outside 15.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
I'd be too afraid of getting sick.
Yeah, I mean, I had COVID recently. I feel like I'm pretty immune to
even pneumonia or some cold-related illness or something.
Right. I guess I could have that.
Yeah. Although I hear like that's not actually how it works. Like you can't get a cold from being cold. That's just like an old wives' tale or something.
Yeah. I think I remember just like when you're cold, that's your nose runs and then like it's easier to transfer sickness, right?
Right. Or like your immune system is lower than this, or like indoors with more people and that's what makes you sicker than usual. But I'm curious. I'm curious. One, you should take pictures and or video, and two, if you'll get sick, you can be the guinea pig, the litmus test for me.
Yeah, we'll find out.
There should be one where it's like 85 and sunny and you jump into a pool that's like, ooh, it's a little cold.
Yeah. I think like, they do them everywhere. I think, yeah. I texted but then ultimately Gabriel, it's fine. I thought that Gabriel did the one in Coney Island, but he does it in Malibu. So it's like, I feel like that's probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do it in January.
It's still bracing. It's
still pretty chilly.
It's cold. It's chilly. Definitely cold.
Yeah, it's crisp.
Honestly, the Pacific might be more cold than the Atlantic. I don't know.
We'll oh, really? Even in the winter?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking marine biologist. Let's move on.
yeah, we're just sort of making small talk before the introduction of the show.
Yeah, sorry. I'm in a weird mood. I'm in a weird place.
Really?
I'm in a weird space.
Harness that, actually. It's If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web hosted by us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be giving cash to Matthew Pope, who's swimming for Christmas, if I can remember to.
That's awesome. How much cash are you going to give?
Between 50 and 100 bucks. And that's what I say that's when nice. I give like 20.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No one's going to look.
Oh, of course not. I don't know how Becca Gilgan or Becca and Gilgan found this guy's mm-hmm. fundraiser already. Do you know?
No idea.
Twitter or Discord or something.
Hmm. Interesting. Maybe he tweeted at us to give and we didn't see it. Or maybe at Discord. Who knows?
Did you like the World Cup finals? Were you happy with the result?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a really incredible game of football to go out on.
Mm-hmm. Two of the best countries.
It's a finger in the eye of anyone who said they were protesting the World Cup because it was in Qatar.
Because mm. everybody
was like, here. Yeah, take this, the best final of all time.
Yeah.
For everybody who sat this one out. Yeah, it was, I mean, incredible. Increable. Or incre Mbappe.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Mbappe did score 3 goals. Not enough.
A World Cup hat trick, it's just not enough when you're playing Lionel Messi and the team of destiny, the beautiful dream, has come true.
Yes. First final since Maradona in 1986. The hand of God.
Hand of
Who
God.
But Leo, the lion himself. Oh, the slipper still fits. What a strike.
Team it crossed the line. Did it cross the line?
I actually didn't watch it. I was seeing the...
Oh my God.
It was a Wizards-Kings game at 10. That sort of stole my attention.
What was pretty crazy is that, like, in the first, Argentina was playing really well, and that was fun to watch in the first half. But then, like, it was a moderately boring game or a standard game until, like, the 72-minute mark, whenever France can't, like, scored again and kind of came back to life.
I went to play basketball at 8:30. At 8:30, I went to play basketball, and I'm like, okay, it's 2-0. I saw the exciting parts. France had 0 shots. At that point,
yeah,
75 minutes in,
yeah,
did not even shoot.
Yeah, they couldn't get Mbappe the ball. They subbed off like two people before halftime. Just like it's not working at all.
Then we started playing basketball, and someone's like, it's 2-2. We're like, how? It was 0-2 4 minutes ago. He's like, yeah, Mbappe scored twice in 2 minutes, which I didn't know was possible, but I guess one of them was a penalty kick.
Right, a penalty. The penalty was like, it was dumb, but you're like, okay, it's a penalty. They still don't really have it. And then his second goal was like,
insane.
Was truly magical.
Yeah.
And that was
he did some sort of like slide tackle goal situation before the ball even hit the ground. It was
kicked it on the volley.
Style. Yeah. Sweeping leg kick / goal.
Yeah. A give and go. And I mean, and then also like, it really seemed like France was going to win in
outright
extra time. Like they were just not even, it wasn't going to go to extra time. They're just about to win.
Yeah. Cause they had turned it on.
Yeah.
And then by the time the penalty kicks happened, we had stopped playing basketball and we were just watching on our phones, live streaming the penalty kicks. But it seemed like most people that I was with was rooting for Argentina. Oddly enough, nobody, I guess cause France had just won and Argentina's like, this is their last chance.
Yeah. I think that's kind of, I mean, both of these teams they're really good and they have huge fan bases. So it's kind of hard for me to like switch gears and be like, now I root for Argentina. Cause it's like just, oh, now I root for Golden State or something.
Yeah.
I can't just become an Argentina. You'd have to have been rooting for them the entire time. But I did want to see Messi win his World Cup.
It did kind of feel like the Cavs Golden State thing where it's like, okay, the Warriors just won, and now LeBron, an older, elder statesman on his way out potentially, is trying to get one more for his home city slash country or whatever.
Right.
And then they did. I think it was off.
Yeah. It's kind of exact. It was very similar. That's, it's, there's a lot of parallels for sure.
And then, yeah.
And it was also cool to see, like, I know Ronaldo's got a bad rap. I still love him. But the, you know, like, Messi, for being like an older goat, was still so involved. Like, this was still his team.
Twice.
It wasn't like, yeah, it wasn't like, oh, he just earned this more than anybody.
Right. He was not like, he used to be really good and now he's still around. No, it's like, no, yeah. he's scored in every match.
And Mbappe got the golden boot for the whole World Cup. So at least a little something for the guy.
Yeah, he's 23. He's going to score a lot more goals, it seems like. He's like already caught up with some records and he has like 5 World Cups left in him.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
What do you think of Killian for a name? Like if you know, people are asking for boys' names or honestly even girls' names, a Killian is K-Y-L-L-I-A-N.
Yeah, Killian's a cool name for sure. Killian. Yeah.
It's like Jillian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
Jillian,
honestly, yeah.
Killian, and Jake.
Yeah. I could change my name to Killian because it's kind of like it's Jillian
and Killian.
And Killian.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's better.
If Jillian ended up with Mbappe, her name would be Jillian Mbappe, and his name would be Killian Jimbappe.
Why?
He would take her initial as a token of his esteem. How fucking romantic is that? For Killian to change his name to J. Mbappe.
If he was really going to do that, to change his name to J. Mbappe, I would let him cuck me. But there's not really another way where I would allow that to happen, unless it was Killian Jimbappe.
And Jillian Mbappe.
Yeah, she would just keep Mbappe.
Well, you could also change your dog's name because it's still pretty early in the game there.
Yeah, he's only 6 months old.
Dingo to Killian.
I feel like he definitely...
The Dingo to Killian pipeline feels ripe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't... It feels... It's like I agree
right
that I
now.
Could...
Call him Killian right now. Let's see.
He'll definitely come to me.
Right. Because of the tone, right?
Right. Killian? If I just yell anything. Yeah. If I yell... Any word, any name, he'll run over for sure.
He gets excited at the tone of the music.
Yeah, he knows when I want him. And I'm Treat Man, so he'll come over.
I'm a Treat Man.
Yeah. I'm the guy that has cheese sometimes.
The greatest thing an owner can be is sometimes you have cheese.
Oh, sometimes you have cheese, right?
Remind me your name, dude. You're like Salt Bae, but with cheese.
Yeah. I've been doing Dingo's voice as like kind of this like strung out surfer guy who's like looking for cheese all the time.
Oh, hey,
do you have any cheese, man?
That's cool.
You got cheese?
Yeah. It sounds like also your impression of our friend Bennett.
Oh, yeah, that was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, Dingo and Bennett do have a lot in common.
Right. Constantly. Oh, you got any cheese, man? Oh, by the way, do you have cheese?
Do you ever see Bennett? He lives in New York.
No, but I'm going to try to see him this spring because I think they do like big Formula One watch parties in their warehouse.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so I'm going to check it out.
All right, let's take a break. Answer some fucking questions after these messages. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I'm in.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Yeah, I do. Simple, short, sweet. Clean up your toolbar, folks. That little task toolbar at the bottom of your computer. I'm assuming everybody has a Mac like me. Clean that shit up.
Sorry, did you call me a toolbar?
Yeah. Clean up your life from toolbars. If you hang out with toolbars, don't text them anymore. Don't see them. It's the holidays. It's time to shed that dead weight.
Yeah, I got a lot of apps that I have never used, but I've never even thought to get, like, I'm so subconsciously used to the order that, like, if I got rid of this Apple TV app that I've never used, mm-hmm. it might throw my entire shit off. I can hit remove from dock right now, and I just never have.
Yeah, remove from the dock, man. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like I have, I have 10 down there.
Music, I haven't, again, remember iTunes? Yeah. They got rid of iTunes.
Why would you have that there?
Whatever happened to iTunes? It was the most important thing in the world.
Yeah. If you don't use it, you don't need it down at the toolbar. You shouldn't have to scroll around looking for what you want to open.
If you
those seconds add up.
If you don't use it, lose it. News.
That's right.
Speaking of losing and newsing, the news.
No need.
Holy
no. I don't click on that thing. Yeah, get rid of it.
Wow.
Clean up your desktop while you're at it, folks. Your computer should be a zen environment for you.
Yeah, my desktop is an absolute wasteland. I usually just use the Finder, and it's all, like, got everything.
Yeah.
Not like, when I look at the desktop, it's like, holy smokes,
no, you'll
it's
never
like
find
the
anything.
Attic.
Yeah, right.
I'm a Finder kind of guy.
Yeah, I like the Finder. I actually don't use the Finder very much, though. I do. I have the clean desktop. But I don't really need anything on my desktop either.
Why? Oh, because you just use applications, Zoom, messages, email,
Google Docs. Yeah, everything is find. It's all findable. It's all Finder based at this point.
You talked about not needing an iPad, but it seems like you need an iPad instead of a computer. Like, you're not really using a lot of what makes a computer better than an iPad.
Yeah, probably. But I like I don't like touching the screen. I'm not interested in that.
You need a touchpad iPad to go with your iPad.
But I had the iPad with the keyboard, and I would still like touching the screen. It's like, I don't want to touch the screen and then also like watch stuff on it. Not for me. Not for me.
All right, cool. Did you finish White Lotus? We didn't even talk about the finale because
you had not
seen the last episode when we talked to Adam, aka Albie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I flew home the next day and I watched the finale on my flight.
And
it was incredible. It was great. It was really great.
Did you like the ending?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
You were tense and into it, and then when it happened, you were enjoying it?
I was kind of, I wouldn't say tense. I was very, yeah, I know I was. I was definitely like, I was very, very curious. I was a little anxious. And I kept on thinking different people were going to die. And I was like, I just need to not even think about it. But yeah, they got me. It was great.
Basically, Mike White got you. He stuck the landing.
He really did. So spoilers abound, I guess we should say, because we're going to talk about it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can, but I was just curious if you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was incredible. I also just really liked how different this season was while staying kind of the same. Like in the first season, there was a death, but it was really like born out of like a misunderstanding. Uh-huh. And a lot of like, a perfect storm of stuff. And this season was like also kind of misunderstandings and perfect storms, but like a really nefarious plot.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting.
Nefarious plots.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. Like there was something, there wasn't really that much happening in the first one, at least like that evil. So that was fun to play around with.
Yeah. And did you notice the prostitute like hugging the pimp character at the end was actually a friend of hers and all that stuff?
Yeah, I thought that the entire time, that like I never thought that was the pimp. I thought like I saw when she went over to him and they were speaking Italian, I was like, oh, she's telling him to like be mean to her right now.
Oh, that's cool. And then
yeah,
did you
that one didn't get past me.
The what was the other part that I saw like a Reddit theory for? Oh, like when Cameron or when what's Cameron's wife, that character
Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne was showing Aubrey Plaza's character the kids, like that's actually my trainer's children. That's why.
Yeah. That one I didn't catch. I was like, that I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it like so she's basically telling Aubrey Plaza, I've had an affair and I have somebody else's kids, and that's how I like don't feel like a victim because I have this like fucking thing that I can always lord over him. And then it was really funny, like thinking back on when he's like flossing his teeth and he's like pissed when he has to go say hi to them, and he like just
that was a great
shakes
moment.
Himself out of it and goes like and smiles. It's like, damn, yeah, I loved it.
So that means he knows they have both the healthiest and least healthy relationship. I can't tell if like Daphne's got it all figured out. Yeah, just do something bad whenever something bad happens to you. And it's like, wait a minute, that just creates a really terrible feedback loop. These people are going to kill each other soon, probably.
Right. They have a pretty insane toxic relationship, but it seems like it works for them. And it seemed like having a normal relationship wasn't working for Ethan and I forget Aubrey Plaza's character's name.
Oh, yeah. Harper.
Harper, yeah.
I thought he was going to like kill somebody, like the way he like he was such a boring twerp of a character. And then he slowly, gradually got like so intense and mean. It was so funny when he's like, no, you're lying to me. You're still lying to me.
Yeah.
Like, no, that was the truth. No, I don't believe you.
Yeah. And then he just storms out of the room. Man, I was like, wait, does one of these guys die? But it was too early in the episode, so I didn't think that they did.
Do you think they all know, like when... by the end, all four knew everything that happened, or there were still secret permutations?
I think that by the end, it seemed like Ethan was like, I don't care what she does anymore because now I've like learned this way of having an affair to like this like self-soothing by being a piece of shit, basically.
Yeah.
And Aubrey Plaza's character had learned the same thing. And also now Ethan isn't mad at her.
But does she know that Ethan and Daphne got together?
No, I don't think so. I think Daphne is the only one that knows everything. And I think Cameron doesn't know necessarily exactly what happened, but he's like kind of blissfully unaware. He's like, I'm in this. This is the kind of relationship that I want to be in. I also thought it was fun that he just like, you see, he, The fact that he paid the prostitutes and it like was kind of nonchalant, like, yeah, I was always going to get you the money. He like yeah. seemed like a, you know, a good bad guy by the end.
That was a cool slide when he took it out of his jacket pocket and slid it as he was talking to his wife.
Yeah, man.
Solid move.
Theo James. What's it like having his number?
I actually didn't end up getting it.
Oh, all right. So it's just me and Adam that text him.
Yeah, I see. Noise. Is Theo a good dude? Like, he seems like an awesome guy.
He's super funny.
Yeah, he seems funny.
Yeah.
I saw this.
He does a really funny impression of you. It's so...
There's no way.
Yeah. It's rude, but it's funny. It's like... I couldn't recreate it because it's kind of offensive.
Yeah.
But it's really funny.
Yeah.
He like pretends to be you.
Offensive.
Yeah. It's like fucked up in a way, but it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like it's funny. It sounds like you think it's really funny.
It's really funny. It's like a really close impression of you, but he like obviously accentuates. Yeah.
How does he know? We like show.
Yeah. We talk about you. Me and Adam. We showed him like sad little texts that you send and stuff, and like we showed him your TikTok when he thought that was really, really funny, but not in a way that you would like. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
He's laughing at me.
Yes, precisely. Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up. It's important that you clarify that.
Yeah, that you would be unhappy with him laughing. The way he was laughing at your TikTok,
he was cackling, but not
in a way that was like, yeah.
I was going to say we got a question that's also kind of about withholding information, lying to your partner and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. I love that.
I'm kind of bummed about the Theo James of it all.
It's not anything anti-Semitic. It's perfectly... in line in that regard
with Semitism, as it were. Yeah. It's borderline pro.
Pro Semite.
All right, this guy, right, we'll call this guy Theo. I went on a first date with this girl I met on Hinge who happens to be a friend of a friend. I was super nervous on the first date because she's so pretty and used to be a yoga instructor, and because I'm a nerdy Jew.
Nice.
She asked me if I did any sports in high school, and I said, yeah, I was on the track team. I wasn't on the track team. Yet I did run 5K races with my friends and trained with him. I feel guilty. When should I tell her about this white lie? Should I tell her about this white lie? Again, I'm a Jew in medical school, and she's awesome, so I don't want to ruin this.
It seems like a weirder thing to come clean about than to just never bring up again. Like, does he think that this landed so hard for her that she's like, oh, great, I've always wanted to date an ex... Cross-country runner,
yeah. It seems like being in medical school is cooler than the cross-country team.
Right.
He's already doing the hard part, which is the medical school.
Yeah, I would think, like, if it comes up again... Like, if she brings up, oh, yeah, and you ran cross country in high school, you could be like, well, technically, it was just like I was doing road races with my friend. That's all you really need to say.
Yeah. We did cross country distances, but I wasn't on the team. We didn't have a team because I wasn't on the team.
Have you seen my stethoscope? Look, here.
I'm a cardiologist, man. Isn't that cooler than being on the team?
Yeah, I don't think – does it feel like – You got a lot of points by being
on the team.
I don't think so.
Yeah. If anything, you should lie about doing the medical school and actually have done cross country. This is the better way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely harder to be a doctor than to be on cross country. Because I was on cross country.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. But only for one season. What did you say? Did you say what's that?
It was like you have a time, like best time race, like 3 miles.
Yeah, I did the best race.
What was your time?
We don't have to keep on talking. 9 minutes
or
whatever. Nine in cross country.
Yeah.
You get a score and you get a time and you get a distance.
And I'm curious what yours were.
For what fucking course. You're not even asking like the right question. So I can't.
I thought they
like,
were all roughly 2 to 3 miles or something.
They're yeah, and I got.
What was your fastest mile time?
11 or six, five and a half, four.
So one's a world record. The other one is incredibly slow.
Yeah. What's the most normal? What's like pretty good?
6:30.
6:35. So I was pretty normal. Could have done better. I had a long weekend that weekend.
I got was also high a wrestler. With a little help from my friend. I wore a singlet to a Halloween party and got
into a cross country race. I was right. So high, I wore my football pads to my cross country race. I got my sports mixed up. Can you believe that?
So the advice here is to sort of backpedal away from the truth without fully admitting. Yes,
just never
I was.
Bring it up again. I never bring it up
cross
again.
Cross country adjacent. Yeah. I was running in high school. Maybe I was on the team. Maybe not. Maybe you misunderstood me because it's been 3 months. Did I mention I'm going to be a fucking internist, not an intern, an internist?
You could, yeah, you could take it a step further and just kind of gaslight her over the whole thing. So you don't bring it up. And the next time she does, you say, what? I never said I was on cross country. I think I'd remember that. I'm a doctor. Like, you, I remember a lot of stuff in medical school.
Yeah,
I never
my penmanship is fucked up. I can't, like, when I write prescriptions, it's all sloppy. But I'm pretty sure I never said that. You're gaslighting me.
Yeah, that's perfect gaslighting rules. You say the other person is gaslighting you. We shouldn't even be talking about this.
Yeah, that's a perfect way. You sort of take a stern tone of voice. Mm-hmm. What's happening right now? I feel like I'm under oath.
Courtney, that's enough. Courtney, drop it. Courtney, I beg of you, let's drop it. Let's move on.
Drop it. Hey, that's hey, good. Drop it.
Yeah, like my dog.
You ever walk
leave
your dog?
It. And Courtney, leave it.
You ever walk your dog and notice him not only eating something, but he fully swallowed it? And you're like, that, I don't know what that was. There's no way that was a good thing. He was sniffing something and now he's swallowing it.
Yeah. I mean, I shoot my hand in his mouth and pull out whatever he's eating all the time. I'm sure there's been things that I missed.
Yeah,
the grossest
through.
Was he was eating like we were upstate and he like was running around in this field. It was really great. And then he started like sniffing something. And then I just noticed he was just kind of like casually eating goose shit.
Oh my God, goose shit.
Yeah. And he would like run and then he'd always go back to this like mound of shit and like kind of try to eat it. And I was like, all right, we're in this majestic field. You can run everywhere and you want to just eat turds.
That's like when I walk Luke, sometimes he sniffs like piss. He gets like really close and then he's like, and he tries to like drink it. I'm like, no, you can smell the piss. See if there's piss. You don't have to taste it. You know it's piss. Just piss on the piss and we'll be on our merry way. Because then you're going to lick my ear and that will have piss on it now because you licked some other dog's piss.
And I take him to the store. We go to the pet store together and I hold up different bones and I let him choose the one that he wants and it's super cute. But then sometimes he'll be going home and he's like, I want to eat this plastic bag. I'm like, I just fucking went with you to the store. I just took you shopping and you want to eat off of the road? Last week there were, for whatever reason, our neighbors like threw away fucking like
goose
clams
on
the street.
Yeah,
it was so foul. There was like broken clams on the sidewalk and in the street, and we couldn't walk past it without Dingo just like fucking darting at it. Like, please let me eat the broken shards of clam shells. I'm
that would
so
kill
curious.
Him.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I honestly think the most disgusting thing Luke's ever eaten was your mom's cooking.
I'm just joking, he'll have
piss, but like I think the grossest thing is like your mom's,
maybe your fucking mom's cooking. How about the grossest thing Luke ever tasted was your mom's fucking pussy? You piece of
my
shit.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why don't you not say anything about my mother? All right.
It was a fucking lighthearted jab. It's actually my mom's birthday today. You're talking about some really depraved bestiality shit. All I
you
did was
fucking,
like...
Yeah, you started it. You like said something really offensive about my mom. You know that I love my mom's cooking. And I feel like...
Who cares? Those, God, now I can't fucking get that image out of my head.
Of Luke going down on your mother?
Let's take a break. Let's absolutely take a break.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Well, I think we both need that right now.
A hard reset. A full day reset.
Yeah.
And we'll come back after these messages.
Okay.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we have returned.
Yep.
Before I forget, have you seen the hilariously Jake and Amir-esque thing Elon Musk tweeted yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Should I resign from Twitter? I'll do whatever the poll says.
They said he should resign, and now he has to resign.
Is he going to do it?
I think so. That's a very funny thing for my character to do. It's like, hey, everyone, should I fucking quit this job or you still want me around? Oh, wow. Fucking instant majority. And these are my followers saying that.
We've made those jokes on Reddit. Like, and everyone upvoted it. No, you got 1,000 downvotes, man.
That's right. Should I step down as head of Twitter? 57% said yes.
That it sucks. Seems like he wants the out, right? Like he should just, he can still own it. He doesn't have to run it.
Yeah.
Just fucking appoint somebody else. You're obviously not doing it well.
But also, he likes being cares? In charge.
Yeah. He could do something else.
If it was a backfire, that would have been very funny. And if it's part of a grand plan, then that's also kind of funny. Because then you know for a fact that they're going to vote yes. It's like, if it was part of your plan, he's like, now I'm going to tweet it and everyone's going to vote yes. He's like, oh, they hate me.
Yeah.
Then I'll fucking peace out of here. I already fired everyone. This place sucks.
57% is like a close enough loss that it doesn't even, I don't really even know how you react to it.
Herschel Walker got more than 42%. So like, you're, that's a fucking landslide in this economy.
I guess you're right.
Anyway, Salt Bae is now the CEO.
Fair.
Salt Bae.
I love that.
Okay. Should we answer another question?
Mm-hmm.
Holiday party overload.
'Tis the season.
Let's see. How many of my boyfriend's holiday parties am I legally required to attend? My family lives far away, and I'm not invited to my friend's holiday parties anymore. This means that holiday parties are mostly a series of parties with the BF's friends and the BF's families. Not sure most of them are great and shit, but it's also fucking exhausting. And now he wants me to go to his ex-coworker's holiday party in the city at an hour and a half away. Am I a bitch if I tell him to go by himself so I can get one fucking second of peace this Christmas season? We're in our mid-20s, if that matters.
No. And I think actually we should be normalizing telling people to go to parties by themselves.
It is very nice. It's nice when Avital has a party where I don't really know anybody. It's not like a core friend. It's more like a friend of a friend. And she'll be like, I can go by myself. You don't need to be there. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
I'll stay home. She'll
often tell me that
too.
Most of the time she tells me not to come. She's like, you shouldn't come. She's like, you're not invited. We're like doing a trial separation. Why are you showing up at my fucking parents' house right now? Like, I'm on a date.
Trial
whatever.
Separation. Is that like an attempt?
I think it's trial, but I feel like I'm on trial, and she thinks we're separated. And
yeah, I can see why I wouldn't want you at parties. You have very intense energy.
Right. I think we have one more fucking shot in us. And I think why not go for it?
Four strikes and I'm out.
No, I think, yeah, you can. I think it's nice to be like, you know, sometimes we have an opposite problem where like somebody's like, I don't want you to go to this party because like they're jealous or something. Like that would be a weirder thing. If your boyfriend wants to go to holiday parties and you're like, no, I want you to stay home because you'll cheat on me if you leave.
Yeah, that's like, bad.
That's bad. But if he's like, I want to go to this party and you're like, I don't, you should go. You should have fun. Awesome. Who cares? That's great.
Yeah.
That's, but I can see it not being good if you do it to literally every party. Then it's like, well, is there anything you do want to do with the boyfriend? Because maybe you could guide towards doing that. But if it's like, this is a pretty off-brand holiday party, it's there's a couple steps of, it's an ex-coworker and it's an hour and a half away. You can be like, that's not a game. I'm not coming to that one.
Are you pro at going to like, do you enjoy going to any party, or are there some parties where, like, I don't need to make small talk with 18 strangers that I'll never meet again?
Yeah, I enjoy going to most parties, but not every party.
There are some parties where, like, that wasn't worth me attending.
Yeah. I sometimes don't love, like, a long dinner party where I don't know everybody and I'm not entirely sure where I'm going to end up at the table, and then I have to sit next to, like, somebody's new boyfriend that they brought and it's going to be like 2 hours, you know. That's not really my vibe, but I think for the most part I'm usually pro party.
You can at least enjoy yourself at every party.
New York is a social city and I feel like I see a lot of people.
What are your thoughts on game nights? Jules ever getting invited to a game night?
No, we don't really ever do them. Though we had Jeff came over last night with his girlfriend and we played a game. We played Code Names and that was fun. But I don't think I would be like, if it's Saturday night and somebody's like, oh yeah, come over to my place, it's game night.
Yeah.
I would be like, we should just go to a bar. We should.
That's the game I like to play.
Yeah.
Is Codename the one where you're like, you have to like say like a clue that has like those three items, but no other items, and people have to guess which items
those are. Yeah, it's like a grid of words, and you have to say like, and a one word that can associate encapsulates like as many as you can, like, and you get like a specific grid. So like there's a map that's like, these are all the blue squares, these are all the red squares. So I'm like trying to take the words that are on part of the blue squares and get Jill to guess as many of them as she can.
Right. And then if she doesn't get it, are you supportive emotionally, or do you find yourself frustrated that you're on the losing team? Or it doesn't really matter who wins or lose because it's game night and the whole point is to just like have fun with your friends.
With Codenames, it does. I am not competitive because Jill is like, she's so cerebral that she, her codes will truly make no sense to me. So I think it's funny that we lose. But actually, last night we won, and that was great. But at one point, she did say safari, and one of the words was Amazon. And I was like, it has like Amazon, right? And it was wrong. I was like, why would you? Oh, wait, no, there was another one that was really funny. She said clothes too, and the clothes, and then and I was like talking out loud. I was like, all right, so there's pants. I know that's going to be clothes. And then there's also cloak and there's gloves. And I'm like, I'm not sure which one you meant because there could all be clothes. And then I was like, I'll just go ahead and guess gloves. And then that was the spy card. That's the one you want me not to guess at all.
Right?
Yeah. I was like, you have to just, you know, air away from any clue that would have me maybe guess gloves. That's an insta loss. But we worked it out. We had a screaming match outside for 2 hours. And then we came in and played one more game. But everyone was pretty quiet. But we did win handily.
I think.
Because Jeff and Emily kept skipping their turns. And I was like, okay, great. Yeah.
They are definitely.
They were like, pass. Yeah. They're so muted. And they're just like, pass. We'll pass.
2 hours screaming match. Re-enter, and then they passed. What do you think that?
Yeah.
They didn't want to. They were afraid of you, man.
Sometimes you can ice out the competition just by, like, you know, removing yourself for a while. They get a little cold. They probably saw the strategy to it. I bet they respected it. They respected us in the end.
Did it end, like, in a happy place when everyone parted mutually, or was it more like
Yeah.
Did they Irish?
They didn't say
goodbye.
Bye, but it wasn't.
It was an Irish.
They didn't say goodbye, but it wasn't like.
It was an Irish.
Yeah, they Irished.
It was a double Irish date. They Irish yeah, goodbye the double date.
Yeah, they Irish.
They were like, Jeff's like, I have to use the bathroom. And I saw him head out. And I was like, that's odd. I saw him not go to the bathroom. And his lady just started crying and started sort of walking towards the door. And I right. said, are you Irish? Are you really Irishing right now? Irish you would stay.
Irish you a Merry Christmas, Jeff.
I really wish you a Merry Christmas. And a happy rish rish.
Year.
There's also less holiday parties I've noticed this year. Less, maybe I'm just less getting older, but I'm not hanging. There's not as many holiday parties for me. Maybe it's a COVID thing or something.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, Micah had one, and then Jill had one at work that was like in a happy hour in the office at like 3 p.m. So I wasn't invited to that one.
More casual.
We didn't do anything for HeadGum.
Yeah, we had a dinner.
Oh yeah, you guys had a dinner.
And then everyone had that we did we did the Secret Santa thing, man. I'm sorry. Because last time we did Secret Santa, you got really, really, really offended and upset the whole time. So
Yeah, I did, because I bought Alex Berkman a fucking diamond necklace. Okay, an $8,000 necklace.
The max was $20.
So if you get somebody an $8,000 necklace, and then I get socks from Pyle. Is that like, I just don't even see how anybody wouldn't have also gotten as pissed as I did.
They would have if they did.
And anybody saying that I soured the mood of the party is wrong, because
you soured the mood.
Pyle soured the mood when he gave me socks.
Oh, that's a really
because I was. Rightfully upset.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me sour. That made him the sourer.
So yeah, we did that this
That's awesome. What'd Pyle get?
He got a diamond necklace, man. Like, I don't know how to tell you. I guess Berkman was fucking inspired.
Yeah.
And he looked absolutely glamorous in it. I've never seen him glow like that.
Stunning.
He was ravishing. Stunning. Is that what you want me to tell you? It was absolutely breathtaking.
All glitz and glamour and pomp and circumstance.
It was Pyle to a T / fault.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
All right. Final advice. You don't have to go to every holiday party.
No.
You don't have to go to every party.
I don't think so.
Pick and choose.
That's
Pick
right.
and choose.
That's right.
And it's also fun when somebody else goes to a party, you have a free night. Free nights are great.
Love that.
Love a free night. Okay, that's it. That's our time. Thank you for listening. Last episode of 2022. I believe we'll be back.
Amazing.
It'll be January.
Wow.
She. But if you want more, there's still more of us on our Patreon. Patreon.com/JA. Just because it's the holidays, it doesn't mean we're taking a week off.
That's correct.
Hell nah. We're still there watching Jake and Amir videos.
That's right.
So check those out. We'll be back here next Monday. Appreciate your patronage. That fucking first song was intense. I don't know how many of you guys want to hear it again, but here it is. It's by, again, Matthew Pope. That's a good reminder for me to donate to donate.
Yeah. That's right.
His swimming charity situation thing.
Kick in a diamond necklace from me.
There's no way it's 8,000 to give him 8,000. Okay. It's a lot. It's a lot. Let me double check that it is Matthew Pope.
Okay.
Yep, Matthew Pope. All right. Great. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Sure will.
Bye. Speaking of safe and risky, Bitcoin down 200 since we started this episode.
No way.
I mean, we are plummeting. And as two people told me to beware the chipmunk who calls himself
Shmuel. Hark, this is Shmuel. I'm gonna sell all my Bitcoin, all of it going ding, dong, ding.
Shmuel, 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 Shmuel.
Mary Kill the Schmoes, all of the Schmoes, they seem to say, come to LA, Jake and Amir, always near, all is okay on a Monday.
This is a mirror, this is my ear, time for a change, flex out my range, fuck all the fans, screw all the stands, my name is Shmuel, welcome to don't call me that.
My name is Shmuel.
On, baby, one thing I've learned, clean if you will. Jake is a traitor, happy Hanukkah, Jim. Click, I'm sorry, Kumu, maybe I just got burned, but it's burned too many times by this surfer dude. Only witness to too many crimes, too many blunders. My gold map works like even prime numbers, but your number's up. Kinda put you to sleep. This smell toast for thee. Hear me chime as you weep. Hear me chime as you
weep. He said, will you defeat this shipment and all these crypto empires? And bankrupt,
bank free. 10 years, when will it start? Who will go first? Jake,
got let down on.
Today I get laid off, Schmuel's bells, I'm cursed. Fuck, nearly 40, but it's cool now. I get it, I have a part to play till I die from my
dieting.
But not yet, not today. I'm no diabetic, I play cause I sweat it. I make the slam dunk, take the monk out of chipmunk. I'm no small fry, that's right, I'm not ascetic. And I swivel like a 5'10 square of the next gen nuts. I'm not talking about the balls of my jeans that make Jakes look like Skittles, I'm talking about trees. What I store in every seed that I gather, whatever the weather. I'm conscientious, freeze a catch to a few for the winter. Never poor, never late, always punctual. Keep every almond and date like it's my niece's nuptial. But if you want a parade, Shmuel, take a shot. Season cheese like a metapod, I harden. That's right, I'm no fatter fella, I'm Jedi. I endurate when I'm old. But you better like waiting, cause baby it's cold outside. And this Shmuel's hibernating. Heart to the Shmuel. Shut up, Vital. Jake, you know I love you, really.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.